In this computer-animated TV ad from Mozambique, two male chickens check out a female chicken strutting across the barn floor. Look at those appetizing legs and succulent breast, one says. The other adds, that one can only be one of our chicks. This somewhat frisky ad is promoting the country's domestic poultry industry, which until recently was unable to compete with imports. Mozambican poultry farmer Derek Xavier says part of the reason was the way farmers raised their birds.
We just used to have them at home. We had no medication, no vaccination. Well, obviously, with no good treatment, the chickens are always thin and no good meat.
It did not help that foreign producers were using Mozambique as a market of last resort to dump nearly spoiled chicken. That all started to change in 2005. An industry transformation began with help from the U.S. government, the business-focused development group TechnoServe, and the U.S. agribusiness giant Cargill. Mozambican farmers were organized. Vaccination, education, and disease monitoring programs were developed. Trade regulations were changed to prevent import dumping.
These results have been dramatic.
Florencia Cipriano is chief veterinarian for the Mozambique government. She told a recent congressional briefing that in 2005, domestic producers raised only a third of the broiler chickens sold.
Today, Mozambique broilers outnumber imports 3-1.
Feeding all those chickens has also spurred a roughly fourfold growth in the domestic feed grain industry, she says. Cipriano credits the chicken boom with creating about 90,000 jobs and helping tens of thousands of small farmers improve their incomes. Gregory Gottlieb heads the Food Security Bureau at the U.S. Agency for International Development. He told the congressional briefing that the partnership with Cargill and TechnoServe is a good example of the direction in which U.S. development aid is headed.
We want to work more closely with the private sector than we have in the past. This time around, I think we want to look at more at economic growth, real economic growth.
Gottlieb says real economic growth comes from focusing on the profit motive for everyone from farmers and their suppliers to retailers who sell their products. Profit is the reason Cargill gets involved, says the company's Director of International Business Relations, Devery Bufner.
That's not a bad thing in our mind, because as we make profits in these countries and invest overseas, we're able to reinvest and repartner and re-up our commitment to global food security.
But the Obama administration's commitment to global food security faces a challenge as lawmakers consider the next federal budget. The administration dramatically increased funding for agricultural development with a $3.5 billion initiative known as Feed the Future. But with U.S. unemployment at 9% and a $14 trillion national debt, Republicans took over the House of Representatives this fall, pledging to cut federal spending. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is one of the most vocal Republican critics of foreign aid.
Moral arguments aside, we must stop sending hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign governments when our own economy is in shambles.
Paul is widely considered to be outside the political mainstream on most issues, but a recent Gallup poll found nearly 60% of Americans favor cutting foreign aid. At the congressional briefing, Cargill's Devery Bufner made the business case that aid is in the company's and the country's long-term interest. Look at South Korea, she said. It took time, but development aid turned that country into an economic powerhouse and a market for U.S. goods.
We're now looking to take this relationship to stronger commercial ties, which will translate into greater economic growth here in the United States.
A big free trade agreement with South Korea is currently before the Senate that backers say will create jobs in the U.S. In the long run, Bufner says, when private businesses can help transform industries, as Cargill helped to do in Mozambique, aid can become trade and provide a valuable return on investments. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.